Good evening, everyone. This is CICLCO72 on Audio Boom. DarkPath16 on Twitter, all one word. And hi to everyone on Facebook. You want to say hi, Smokey? Say hi. Say hi. Say hi. Good kitty. Yeah. It's not time for a snack yet, kitty. Pretty soon, okay? Yes, there's a snack time coming in about half an hour or so. He just gets impatient sometimes. Okay. Well, the main reason I was doing Audio Boom today was to give an update on Elvis. It was, I think, a couple people that had commented the time I had posted about Elvis having his problems. So, anyway, the update is as follows. I'll do a recap first. I took Elvis to the groomer last Friday. And when he got back, when he was finished, we were told he had a lump on his tail. He seemed to be limping on his back leg. And I think they said his eyes were pink too. So anyway, I took him to the vet on Monday, or no, not Monday, Tuesday. And my vet, her name's Christy Smith. She, she looked him over. And she said that he may have hurt his knee ligament a little bit on his right leg, right hind leg. So she gave him some pain medication for that. 5 days worth. So we got 3 days to go here. And as for the lump on his tail, she's not too sure what that might be. So we have two options. One is to monitor the lump on the tail. Or two, get it surgically removed so they can do some testing on it. Now, getting it surgically removed is, of course, going to cost some extra money. But I figure that since he needs some baby teeth pulled out, anyway, I might as well take care of these two tasks at the same time. So she would pull his baby teeth out and give him a cleaning, as well as remove the lump on his tail and send it to the lab for testing. And yeah, that's going to be more expensive. Going to be at least $781 to start. So, I think I'm going to go that route next month in November. So, I hope I can do it next month. With all the other stuff I have to take care of. But that's a story for another time. I just wanted to update you guys on what was happening for Elvis. And he's been taking his medication for 2 days now. And far, he seems to be doing better. He was running around a bit today, and that was kind of good to see. We haven't seen him running around for some time. Because when his leg was sore, he, of course, you know, he was limping quite a bit. Now the limping has gone down some. So that is good to see. And now, like I said, today he was running around a bit. And so we got 3 more days of this medication that I gotta give him. He does not like medication, but what he likes after that is the treat for taking his medication. Of course, that's always the better part, isn't it? Man, every time I take Elvis to the vet, he needs medicine. Like, I remember was it last year I took him to the vet? Or the year before? No, it was 2 years ago, I think. That we took him to the vet because he had razor burn on his, his little pee-pee area there. So, that was gross, what I had to do. I had to put this cream on there every day, and I'm like, ugh, I hate touching this thing, but to get Elvis better, I'll do it. And yeah, that did get better. He had to wear a little cone so he wouldn't lick down there, but other than that, yeah. Little minor inconveniences, but Elvis gets better usually. So I'm hoping that this thing on his tail isn't anything really serious, and when it's removed, things will be better for him. I guess I will let you guys know when I get that removed, if you're interested. So I'm going to head off for now. And you guys take care, and I'll do another one of these again soon. Bye for now.